Mid-morning on the last scheduled day of the legislative session, Senate Majority Leader John Flanagan met behind closed doors with Governor Andrew Cuomo as they tried to resolve differences over a teacher evaluation bill and other topics. Flanagan, who leads the Republicans in the Senate, was asked by reporters whether any deals had been reached.
Oh, no, I wouldn't characterize that. Just ongoing discussions.
Flanagan says a plan to expand sports betting in New York, recently made legal in a Supreme Court decision, was left on the table with no agreement. The Senate GOP leader says the governor's gun control legislation is also not going to be approved before the Senate adjourns. Cuomo wants to allow teachers to petition a judge to limit a troubled student's access to guns if it's believed the student might harm themselves or others. Flanagan says Cuomo and Democrats in the legislature should adopt the Republican school safety measures instead. They offer more money for school resource officers. Cuomo enjoyed a good relationship with Senate Republicans for several years, but lately he's been in a war of words with the GOP lawmakers, saying they are beholden to Trump, while Flanagan has said Cuomo is afraid of his Democratic primary challenger, Cynthia Nixon, and has been changing his positions on issues to respond to her. Flanagan says despite that, he and the governor are trying to work together.
There are no bad feelings. We have tough words back and forth, but we're staking out positions, and we're here because we want to try and get things done.
The Senate is gridlocked currently, with 31 Republican coalition members present and 31 Democrats, presenting another obstacle to final agreements. The GOP still maintains control of the chamber because it has 32 senators, but one senator, Tom Croce, is on active duty with the military and unable to attend session. The Republican minority leader in the Assembly, Brian Kolb, says the Senate stalemate has slowed down end-of-session progress.
Obviously, the vote count and split in the Senate, so I think it's very tough to get a deal with the Senate majority.
But Kolb says Governor Cuomo has been distracted as well and seems more concerned with the growing number of challengers in the governor's race than he does with negotiating end-of-session issues. In addition to primary challenger Nixon, Cuomo also faces former Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner. She's entered the race for governor as an independent.
Cuomo's MIA because he's out campaigning and reacting to everything that Cynthia Nixon does, so I think it bodes for a very quiet end of session.
Cuomo, speaking to reporters in a conference call one day earlier, acknowledged that many of his priority items will likely not be resolved. He says he tried but failed to get them included in the state budget back in April, and he says since then the political environment has only become hotter.
The issues that are left on the table, which have been left on the table since April when we couldn't resolve them, are fundamental philosophical differences. And really, in many ways, this is an election year, and the people are going to decide these issues in the election.
Cuomo has vowed to elect more Democrats to the Senate in November, hoping that in 2019, Democrats will control the chamber and some of his issues could get passed. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.